So today, of course, is a time when we think about the unity of the church throughout the world and what it is that God has done for us all in Christ Jesus. That through him and in him and by him, we are one in Christ. It's not something we have to strive for, it's a reality. Sometimes we just get in the way of reality. Okay. And I wanted to demonstrate this today and think about this in terms of bread. Best bread in Cornwall is where?
Stones.
Any advance on Stones?
Baker Tom's.
Pardon?
Baker Tom's.
Polly's? Who? Your bread. Polly's bread is the best bread in Cornwall. Anyone else a maker of bread here?
Sainsbury's.
Oh, right. Sainsbury's. Oh, I'll do, yeah. This is from we won't go there. it's just from where it is. Okay. The thing about bread is it comes in many different shapes and sizes, doesn't it? Anyone know what they call these? Pardon?
It's from Asda.
Yeah, it's from Asda. I know, but don't tell them that. It's certainly not from Salt Rock, that's for sure. It might be from Salt Rock. Anyway, so different breads, all shapes and sizes. We have French sticks. I like a nice bit of French stick, don't you? That's great, really. This is a... What's an epi?
EPI.
No.
Stones make a...
A curly one?
French stick.
Do they? Oh, right. Yeah. A wiggly French stick. This is a bloomer?
Yeah.
There's loads and loads of different bread. More or less the same ingredients, but they make the same thing, bread, which we love to have bread. It is the main and staple diet of many, many countries, not in quite this way, to be sure. But bread is really, really important, isn't it? And when you think about the church, same ingredients, really. We have there's one Lord and Father of us all, one Jesus Christ, who came and perished on the cross that we might live. Same ingredients, same beliefs. But we're different shapes and sizes. We're always going to be like that. That's the nature of the church. And it flourishes in its different ways wherever we are, you know, as we allow God to have access to our hearts and minds. The thing that gets in the way is when we're a bit stubborn and we want things our own way. We have to learn to listen to what it is that God wants to do in our lives. And that's really important. And I was thinking about, too, that God actually wants us to become broken bread for the world. That as we partake in the bread and wine, we're mindful of the way in which Jesus was broken for us. But he wants us to allow ourselves to become broken for him, so that we can be of use to him in the world in which we live, and to serve in some way or another for him. And when you think about the wine, which we'll see in a while when we take communion together, it began as nice, choice grapes. And the way it becomes nice, choice wine is that it has to be crushed. Grapes have to be crushed. And then the juice runs out. And the thing about it is that as human beings under God, and I believe that God is saying that to us this very day, that we're his church, but we need to learn to become and allow ourselves to be crushed for him. Not destroyed, but he wants to get the best out of us, all the flavour and all the goodness of God that's being worked in through prayer and through spending time with him. It's very important that we allow ourselves the opportunity to become broken bread and wine outpoured for him. Now, I like the smell of bread too. Do you like the smell of bread? Do you like the smell of bread? Have a little whiff of that. Can you smell it? It's good, isn't it? Can you smell it? Just a bit, maybe. But it's better when it's just being baked, isn't it? Can you smell the bread? You want a bit of that?
You like bread, do you?
So, bread. We're going to have bread today at communion, rather than wafers. Yes, we are. And I'm going to break this bread. I should have actually probably broke it first. Now, if it had been stones, it would have been easier, probably. I know. There you go. There it is. So I want you to think about the way in which Jesus sat with his disciples at the Last Supper. He knew them intimately. And they actually themselves would be broken as well. And they would, most of them, have been martyred. Didn't come to a natural end, apart from John on Patmos. But most of them were martyred. And it was a tough life for them. And it's a tough life for many Christians today. And actually, when we look around our friends here today, and we're breaking bread together today with Jesus, he's the most important one here this morning, isn't he? He wants us to share bread and wine together. And just have a little gaze around today. These are the disciples now. These are the ones whom Jesus wants to build up in this congregation and throughout the world. He wants us to become broken bread and wine outpoured for him. And one of the things I love about God is that he knows our every need. And there's a lovely verse in Zephaniah where it says that God sings over us. And I'm just going to sing to you something that was written a long time ago. I'm just going to do one verse, actually. And this is how it goes. This is my body, broken for you, bringing you wholeness, making you free. Take some and eat some, and when you do, do this in love for me. If we're willing to follow Jesus, we must be willing to become broken bread and wine outpoured for him. Let's have some prayers. Thank you.